मोकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरं। सो प्लीज चैंट आफ्टर मी। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद ऑल ग्लोरीज to Shri Krishna Chaitanya, all glories to Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to the devotees of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Shri Gauranga. All glories to those devotees who are intensely hankering to attain the lotus feet of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to them. And all glories to Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, because of whom we understood who is Or we got to know who is Lord Chaitanya, who is Lord Nityananda, who is Advaita, who is Gadadhar, and who is Srivas. If Prabhupada wouldn't have been there, can you imagine? Can you imagine understanding or knowing that there was an incarnation of Lord Krishna in this age of Kali Yuga? At least I wouldn't have ever known about it. Never. At least people from Bengal, they might be at least hearing the name Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But people in South India, we don't know much about these wonderful incarnation. So why is it that people don't know about Lord Chaitanya? If he's really incarnation of Krishna, then people should know about him. Why people don't know about him? Because Lord Krishna came in this age of Kali in the form of a devotee to teach how to do devotional service. So in Shastra, in fact, even before Lord Chaitanya appeared, many, many devotees all around India, they knew that there is going to be a hidden incarnation. So it is called as Channa Avatar. Channa basically means hidden. So Channa Avatar. So Lord is going to appear in his Channa Avatar in the devotee form. But then, the pure devotees of the Lord, they knew very well that even if he comes in devotee form, he cannot remain hidden from us. Yes. So the Lord cannot stay hidden from his pure devotees. Not possible. So as soon as Lord appeared, and when the pure devotees, they saw the Lord, they understood, yes, he's Krishna himself. And they would offer intense prayers to him. And in fact, there was a Leela of the Lord called Mahaprakash Leela, where he manifested his different forms. One of the forms that he manifested was the beautiful Shyam Sundar form, Krishna holding flute. He manifested that form. He manifested the form of Lord Ramchandra holding the bow and arrow. He manifested the form of Narsimha Dev, Varaha Dev, and he proved that he is the Supreme Personality of God. But only the ones who are very unfortunate, they couldn't see this beautiful different forms, the incarnations. And they were the ones who would chastise and blaspheme, saying, oh, he is not Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not Krishna. He's just a devotee. In fact, even now in India, many, many people feel that he's just a devotee. Because that's how he acted and that's what he wanted. Because when a devotee teaches how to practice bhakti, it's easy to practice bhakti. But when Supreme Personality of Godhead teaches, it's very difficult. Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. Aham tvam sarva pape bhyo moksha ishami vasucha. Surrender unto me. I'll take care of all your sins. Don't worry. This is what Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita 1866. If it was so easy to surrender, why we would have been there in this age of Kali Yuga in this material world? Yes, if it's so easy to surrender, then he says, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji maam namaskuru. 1865. Always think of me. Are, how to think of you? How to think of you? No, it's not a joke to think about Krishna all the time. It's not a joke to think about Krishna all the time. And he's saying, think of me all the time. Are, we are Buddha Jivas. No, we cannot just understand by hearing. We cannot just understand, you know, when we read. We have to see. And that is the reason Krishna came in the form of a devotee to show how to do bhakti. So Narottam Das Thakur says that Brajendra Andanjay Sachi Suta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nitai. This Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Brajendra Nandan, he became Sachi Suta, the son of Mother Sachi. And Nityananda, or no, Balram, he became Nityananda. So we see Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are non-different than Krishna and Balram in this age of Kali. The only difference that is there is Gauranga and Nityananda are much more merciful as compared to Krishna and Balram. That's the only difference. There's no other difference. There's no other difference. There's like, they shower mercy like anything. And actually in this age of Kali Yuga, we are so fallen, we are so adhama, we are so patita, that we don't have any qualification to practice bhakti. It's only and only and only because of the mercy of Sri Gauranga and Nityananda, even in this age of Kali Yuga, people are getting liberated. People are going back home back to Godhead. Even in this age of Kali. Many times people ask me this question. In this Kali Yuga, how is it possible to attain Krishna? Yes, it is not possible. It is impossible in this age of Kali Yuga to attain Krishna. But only because of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will be able to attain Krishna. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He descended onto this earthly planet to give the key to Goloka, because the doors are locked for Kali Yuga Jivas. And what is that key? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the key. Only for that reason he came. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught how to do bhakti. But then when he was teaching, it was really high level. You know, for devotees, it was becoming difficult, you know, to capture again. So the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they exemplified that what should be the mood of a devotee. How a devotee should worship the Lord. What should be the intensity to worship the Lord. And how can one actually attain Krishna. This is what we are going to discuss today by the exemplary pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami. So now it's 7:23. It's very difficult to complete in 1 hour. Yes, but still we'll try to complete. By 8:30 we'll try to, you know, wind up, you know, today's class. So let me tell you who is Raghunath Das Goswami first. So Lord Chaitanya, he had 6 direct disciples. So their names are Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So these were the 6 Goswamis, or these were the 6 direct disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Raghunath Das Goswami was the first person to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First person, first Goswami to meet. So who was he, where did he appear, etc., etc., we'll try to discuss now. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he appeared, or he took birth in a Kayastha family. Kayastha is basically not a very high class Brahmana family. It's almost like a Shudra class. But they were aristocratic, Majumdars. Majumdars basically means landlords. So he took birth in that. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's the only Goswami or only disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who was not born in a Brahmana family. All others were, you know, from Brahmana family. In fact, all the South Indians will be happy to know that most of the Goswamis were from South India. In fact, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, out of 6, 3 were from Karnataka. Yes. So, because, you know, they have appeared here in this place, so this place is glorious. Not because we have appeared in this place. Yes. So talking about Raghunath Das Goswami, so Raghunath Das Goswami, he appeared in a place called Sri Krishnapur in Saptagram in district. This comes in Hooghly, West Bengal. So that place. And his father's name was Govardhan Majumdar. So Majumdar, you can take it as a title. And his uncle's name was Hiranya Majumdar. So in this way, you know, we have this wonderful personality, Majumdar families. Very rich, very powerful. They were very rich and powerful landlords. To such an extent that even the emperor of West Bengal, he gave the entire Saptagram district and the villages around in lease to them. And he said, you manage, you people manage. So Hussein Shah was the emperor at that time. And he just gave, you know, you manage. So a Muslim king giving the proprietorship of a district to a person who is born in a Hindu family is very rare. But all these great personalities, you know, they, you know, captured. They took the proprietorship even when it comes to Muslim rule. And few of them were Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar, the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. Now, let me tell you their income. So income is very important to understand. You know, what was their package? So yearly, they would get 20 lakh coins. Now I'm talking about 500 years back. That's the pastime. Approximately 500 years back. So that time, 20 lakh coins. Now itself, 20 lakh package is really, you know, huge. So they were getting 20 lakh coins when they were collecting taxes. And then what they would do is, they would give 12 lakh coins to the Muslim emperor. Ideally, they should give 15, but they were giving 12 lakh coins. And so if out of 20, if they're giving 12, then they have 8 lakh coins as the profit. Now you can imagine how rich they were. The word filthy rich would be very good here. Filthy rich. And Raghunath Das Goswami, or Raghunath, no, we'll call him as Raghunath now. Later he becomes Goswami. So Raghunath appeared in this family. Yes. Maid servants around and, you know, palatial house and everything is there. Everything is luxurious. Everything is luxurious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would call Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar as their uncles. Krishna himself, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would call Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar as uncles. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's maternal grandfather, his mother's father, so he, Nilambar Chakravarti, he was, you know, having good friendship, you know, with these two, Govardhan and Hiranya. So in this way, you know, we see that Raghunath Das Goswami, he was not a beggar or someone. He was also not an engineer. He was born in an aristocratic family, born with golden spoon, not even silver, golden spoon. Yes. Filthy rich, luxury all around. Wherever he puts his eyes, everywhere is just luxury. Everywhere is just luxury. But then here comes a twist in the story, twist in the pastime. He had a guru in his boyhood. Yes. This is less than 15 years of age I'm talking about. He had a guru, his name was Balram Acharya. Now Balram Acharya was in touch with another great personality called Haridas Thakur. So one day we'll discuss about Haridas Thakur also. Nama Acharya Shila Haridas Thakur. So we'll discuss about him as well. So Balram Acharya, the teacher of Raghunath Das, he was in touch with Haridas Thakur. And for your information, Haridas Thakur every day would chant 192 rounds. Every day. 22 hours he would chant. Now you can imagine when a person associates with such a person, what will happen? So Balram Acharya would always be speaking about Haridas Thakur to Raghunath. Raghunath Das Goswami. And Balram Acharya always had this desire that even my disciple should meet Haridas Thakur. So be aware. When we meet a pure devotee, gone. Sarvanash. That's what is going to happen with Raghunath now. So now what happened is, by the mercy of this Balram Acharya, Raghunath could meet Haridas Thakur. And just not meeting. He would stay with Haridas Thakur, listen from Haridas Thakur. About whom? About Lord Chaitanya. About Lord Gauranga. He would hear about Gauranga, who is Krishna himself in this age of Kali Yuga. And Haridas Thakur would not be speaking from mouth, just from mouth. He would be speaking directly from the heart. The love for Gauranga in the heart would come out from his mouth and directly enter the ear of Raghunath Das Goswami, and it would enter the heart. Now just imagine what would happen to Raghunath. So it is said, just by hearing from a pure devotee, a person gets attached to the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, we feel so fortunate that fortunately Prabhupada's audio is recorded. So just by hearing Prabhupada's audios, audio lectures, we can get connected to Prabhupada. Get connected to Prabhupada and get purified and get attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Then Raghunath Das, he always used to hanker. Now after hearing, you hear about a place. Oh, this place is very nice, one should visit. Or nowadays people talk about movies. This movie is very nice, you should watch. And so on and so forth. So automatically a desire that pops in. Oh yes, I want to go. And then when the desire becomes intense, then the person becomes helpless. He just walks into the theater and just sits and watches the movie. Now here, Haridas Thakur had shown the movie of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to whom? Raghunath. Now, after seeing the movie, when you like the movie, you are literally attached to the celebrity there on the screen. And here, Raghunath was completely attached to the lotus feet of Chaitanya. And he had so much of intense desire that I want to meet Lord Chaitanya. I want to meet Lord Chaitanya. And I'm talking about a boy who is less than 15 years age. How fortunate. Yes. So what happened is, after Lord Chaitanya or Gauranga, who is Krishna himself, when he took sannyas for a specific reason. So he came to a place called Shantipur. Now Shantipur is pretty close to the place where Raghunath was there, that is Saptagram. So he came to Shantipur, and when Raghunath got to know that Lord Chaitanya has come to Shantipur, he couldn't hold himself. No, he started telling his parents, I want to go and meet him. And the parents were like, hey, you're still 15 years. How can we send you? 15 years means what? 10th standard?
Yes.
10th standard student. So you can imagine that age. No. How can we send you? And that too for meeting a sadhu? Nahi baba. It's very dangerous. If sadhu is a dhongi sadhu, then gone. Yeah, so they were not very, very keen. But Raghunath would not listen to anyone. He just asked for formality. They didn't give permission. One night he just ran away to Shantipur. He went to Shantipur. And he had heard from Haridas Thakur about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as soon as he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And, he was so happy to take darshan of Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurat Vishaya Namaha. Oh Krishna, Rupa Goswami is telling this prayer, the prayer that we're chanting almost every day now. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Mahavadanyaya means the most magnanimous personality. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Why is he called most magnanimous? Because he can give Krishna Prema. To whom? Kaliyuga Jivas like us. And then, Krishnaya, you're Krishna. But, oh Krishna. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Gauratvishe. Krishna basically means black. And Krishna is our Supreme Personality of Godhead. So a personality who is black has come in this age of Kali Yuga in Gaura Avatar, golden form. So when Raghunath, he saw the golden form of the Lord, he was so happy because he was hankering to get darshan of the Lord. And he got darshan of the Lord. For 10 continuous days, Raghunath stayed with Lord Chaitanya. Now tell me what will happen. If someone stays with Supreme Personality of Godhead, tell me what will happen. Yes. The person will go crazy. Just imagine taking darshan of Gauranga from the lotus feet, not to the lotus face, every day for 10 days. What will happen? The person will get completely attached not to the Lord. And when the Lord left Shantipur for his for a different place, so Raghunath had to come back to his place. Now when he came back, so he was a completely different person at that time. Completely attached to the Lord, thinking about the Lord and so on and so forth, and always hankering When will I meet the Lord again? When will I meet the Lord again? After 4 years, again Lord came to Shantipur. Again he came to Shantipur. And now Raghunath was 19 years. Then again he went to his parents. Papa, mummy, yes, come. No, I want to go and meet. I want to go and meet Sri Chaitanya. And then the parents, you know, they were reminded of the 4 years back Leela that Raghunath did. Then they said, see, anyways, if we don't give him permission, anyways, he's going to go. Better we give him permission. So they gave permission and they sent, you know, a royal procession along with him. Not a procession, I would say, almost like a procession. You know, a few people accompanying him. A royal way of traveling from one place to another. That's what happened. And then, you know, he stayed for 6 days now with Lord Chaitanya. And now, Raghunath, after having direct association of the Lord, only thing that he had in his heart was, I want to give up everything and I just want to come with you. So it is said, just by associating with a pure devotee, the person has no taste for, you know, these worldly things. Just by reading Bhagavatam and associating with a person who speaks Bhagavatam, you know, we'll not have taste in this worldly thing. Now just imagine associating with the subject of Bhagavatam, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes? What will happen? So he was like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to go back now. No, I want to be with you. At that time, Lord Chaitanya gave a very nice instruction. It's an instruction for all of us. He said that don't be a renunciant, a so-called renunciant, a dongi. As of now, act like a worldly man. Externally act like a worldly man and internally always hanker for Krishna. Always. Yes. And then when the right time comes, Krishna will direct you for renunciation. So this was the instruction that was given. So many people say that, Prabhu, I'm tasting bhakti. I want to just give up and, you know, I want to come, you know, and be here. So it's not about tasting bhakti. You know, you have tasted how bitter the material world is. So one who tastes the material world to be bitter cannot join ashram, cannot become a renunciant. The one who has tasted bhakti can become a renunciant. So there's a huge difference. Tasting the bitterness of this world and tasting the sweetness of bhakti, they are two different things. And anyone who tastes the sweetness of bhakti, such a person can become renunciant. And here, Raghunath had tasted bhakti. And now, he wanted to attain Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya. And that was always there in the heart. I want to attain Krishna Chaitanya. I want to attain Krishna Chaitanya. That was always there in the heart. And externally, he would be engaged in the business of his father. They were majumdars, they were landlords. So he was helping his father in the business. This went on for 1 year. Very nicely, he was taking care of the business, very nicely. But internally, he was always longing. It's, you can imagine. So, you know, externally, the person is good. But internally, you know, there's a fire that is kept on the body or inside the body. How the person will be feeling. That was the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami. Externally, he was smiling. Like, for example, when someone goes through some turmoil in life, and then that person is expected to attend some marriage function or some naming ceremony function, whatever, amidst relatives. So even when the person is facing a lot of burning sensation in the heart because of the turmoil that has happened in the life, still the person will have an artificial smile on the face. Yes. And here, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was not having any turmoil in life. The only thing that he was facing was separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya. He was feeling that separation from the Lord. And he was not able to bear that. For 1 year, somehow, he was bearing that separation. And in this 1 year, there was a very nice incident that happened. So, as I already said, Govardhan and Hiranya, Majumdar, his father and uncle, they were landlords, they would collect tax and they would be getting 20 lakh coins, and out of which they were giving only 12 lakh coins. Now what happened is, there was a person who was actually doing this job before, and these two personalities, they took over. He was a Muslim Chaudhary. Now this Muslim Chaudhary became envious. He said, I was doing this and now these people have taken up. Theek hai, let them take up. But to the government or to the emperor, they're giving just 12 lakhs. And other 8 lakhs they're keeping with them. They should give me something. Why they're not giving me anything? So this was there in the head of Muslim Chaudhary, and he was always thinking about this. And one fine day, he confidentially went and gave this message to, secretly went and gave this confidential message to the emperor, to the ministers of the emperor. And the ministers came with Muslim Chaudhary to arrest Govardhan and Hiranya. Now what happened is Govardhan and Hiranya, they got to know that they are coming, so they were not there at home. And who was there at home? Raghunath. Raghunath was there at home. So what these ministers did were, they captured Raghunath, they arrested Raghunath. Now, when they arrested Raghunath, now Raghunath is an innocent person. Now what is the use of arresting him? And moreover, he was a devotee of Krishna. What is the use of arresting such people? Now devotees of Krishna, when they are arrested, they are the turmoil. They create turmoil even in jail. Now we have so many places. Now many times this has happened. Lot of preachers. They have been arrested and put in the jail. And what these people would do? They would do Mangal Arati in the jail. Yes, get up early in the morning at 4 o'clock and act as if they're taking a bath, and then, they would do Mangal Arati, sing Samsara Dava Nalalidha Loka, and then sit in circle and chant, and then involve other prisoners also, yes, and preach to other prisoners, give Bhagavatam class, yes. So all these things would happen. With so many ISKCON devotees, it has happened. And finally, the people who are seeing what is happening, the jailers who are seeing these prisoners, what they're doing, they would go crazy. They would say, you better stay outside. You don't convert people who are there inside. Yes. And here Raghunath was captured. Raghunath is a pure devotee. So what happened is that Muslim Chaudhary, he would keep asking, tell, where is your uncle Hiranya? Where is your uncle? I want to talk to him. And this was go on. And he would say, if you don't tell, I'll beat you. And he would come closer to Raghunath, and Raghunath would be so nice, so innocent, and such a effulgent place. He would come to slap him, beat him, and he would just go down saying, no, I cannot beat this person. Yes, he was so nice, so Raghunath was so nice, so kind. Devotees are like that. He just captured the heart of even that Muslim Chaudhary. So this went on for some time. And finally, Raghunath said, what am I doing here? Let me get out of this place. So it is said that Krishna Bhakta Bada Chatur. Krishna's devotees are very intelligent. Then Raghunath started talking to that Muslim Chaudhary. He said, see, my father and my uncle, they have a relation with you. You're actually a brother of these two personalities. Yes. And I am the son of Govardhan, and he is your brother. So it goes on to say that I am your son. Today you people are fighting. Brothers keep fighting. What is the big deal in that? Brothers keep fighting. And after some time, they come together. So what is the big deal in that? Now you're fighting. Now you don't have a good relation with him. And now you're chastising him. After some time, you two will come together. So I don't think you have to, worry so much. I don't think you have to do this. And in fact, I'm your son. And I'm dependent on you. You tell me, a person who's dependent on you, a person who is dependent on his master, how can the master punish him and beat him? And you are a person who understands the essence of all the Shastra. You're a living saint. And hearing this, the Muslim Chaudhary started crying. Sahi bola tune. You're correct. Muslim Chaudhary started crying, and then he said, immediately I'm going to release you. And then he did some jugaad with the ministers, and immediately he released Raghunath. And the Muslim Chaudhary said, yes, you're like my son. Only thing now you have to do is arrange a meeting with Hiranya, and by which, we'll settle our problems. And Raghunath did that. He came out, he arranged a meeting with his uncle, Hiranya Majumdar, and the matter was solved. Now, why I told this pastime was, see how much clever Raghunath Das Goswami was. Firstly, a person who is very rich, having all the luxury of life, which, you know, anyone in the age of Kali Yuga would like to attain. Everything he had. First, he had very nice parents, and he himself, you know, was really charismatic, and his speech was really amazing. He was very intelligent. All the wonderful qualities were there, you know, in this personality. All the wonderful qualities were there, but there was one problem. The problem was where? In the heart. What was the problem? Hankering for meeting the Lord, hankering to attain Krishna forever and in this very lifetime. That hankering was there in the heart. That hankering was there. And what he would do is, again and again, Raghunath would try to escape, you know, from the house. So at night when everyone is sleeping, you know, Raghunath would see around, and then, you know, he would try to escape from there. And then, so many servants are there around, and, you know, what his father would do is, this person will run to some extent, and then, you know, his father will send the servants, or he himself will go and catch him and get him back. And almost every day they started, after that 1 year, where he was really normal, sorry, abnormal, yes, where he was behaving that he's a nice businessman and things like that. After that 1 year, he couldn't control the hankering in the heart. The intensity in the heart had increased to such an extent. I want to meet Krishna. I want to attain Krishna. Yes, this was there in the heart, and he wanted to do that. And because of that, he was not able to control himself. He just ran from the house. So one day, the wife of Govardhan, that is the mother of Raghunath, she was talking to Govardhan, Govardhan Majumdar. So she was telling, what has happened to our son? What has happened to him? I think we should tie him with ropes. Then he'll be peaceful. So at that time, Govardhan Majumdar, he said, now with a very unhappy face, he said that the wealth of this house, which is equivalent to Indra, and the beauty of his wife, it is non-different than any angel of the heaven. If the wealth and beauty couldn't tie him, what would mere ropes do? Oh lady, tell me, what would the mere ropes do? And then he went on to say that he has got causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who can hold the madman of Chaitanya Chandra? Who can hold the madman? And this is what he said. Oh, when will this day come in our life, you know, where we also become mad, you know, to attain Krishna? When will that day come? Is it that, we will just give up this mortal body which is given to us to practice bhakti, just like that, without attaining Krishna? Yes, when will that day come when, we also hanker to attain Krishna so intensely, so intensely? Yes, when will that day come where literally, we place Krishna as first priority in our life, first priority, and never ever we replace Krishna from the first priority? When will that day come when we'll not stop chanting? When will that day come when we feel morose, when we forget Krishna even for one moment? Currently our situation is we just remember him for one moment. When will that day come? This day has to come, and devotees, we all have to aspire for this day. Yes, this day wherein we hanker intensely to attain Krishna, where we hanker to constantly chant the holy names of the Lord, where we hanker to be dipped in bhakti every single moment. That day has to come in our life. Then, this body will have some value. Then we can say that we have utilized this body to some extent, or to complete extent. When we just do eating, sleeping, mating, defending, we are not utilizing the body. It's almost like using a Mercedes car to plow the field. That's what we are doing with this body. The whole and sole purpose of this body is to attain Krishna. Whole and sole purpose. This is the only purpose of this body. Yes, that day has to come. We have to literally pray and beg to Krishna, oh Krishna, when will that day come? Because without your mercy, this day cannot come. Without your mercy, nothing can happen. Oh Krishna, please help. Please help. Yes. Every day while chanting, we have to pray. We have to pray that I don't have any hankering to attain you. Oh Krishna, I don't have any hankering to attain you. Please give me that hankering. I want to have that hankering. you know, in my heart. And then when that hankering is there, automatically everything will fall in place, O Lord. Please give me that hankering. Please give me that hankering that I want to attain you this very lifetime. This very lifetime. I don't want to enter any other womb in this material world again after leaving this body. The only place that I want to attain is the place at your lotus feet. That's the only place that I want to attain. I just want to attain you. I don't want anything else. So we can intensely pray to the Lord. Only when the Lord is merciful, that burning, hankering and intensity to attain Krishna would come in our heart. Yes. Pray to Guru and Gauranga. Pray to Guru, especially Srila Prabhupada, because devotees are more merciful than the Lord. And when we pray sincerely with selflessness that I literally want to get that hankering to attain Krishna, oh Lord, oh Prabhupada, oh Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, please help. Now, please help not to get that intense hankering. Currently, I don't have any intense hankering. Nicely eating, sleeping, yes, nicely things are going on. Where is that hankering? If hankering would have been there, then we would have been like Raghunath Das Goswami, completely awake entire night, not eating properly, not sleeping properly, just rolling on the bed from here to there, not getting sleep. It's almost like a person who has fallen in love now with a lover and the lover has gone somewhere else. And he's just going crazy. When will I meet? When will I meet? When will I meet? Yes. This day, that day has to come in our life. And it is possible by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga only. Only by their mercy. Our chanting, reading, hearing will not get this anchoring. Obviously, we have to do. But why we have to do that? To attract the mercy of Krishna. It's not that every day we start chanting 16 rounds, now things will fall in place. No. Every day we start chanting 16 rounds and beg and pray to Krishna, that, oh Lord, please bestow your mercy onto me. And when the mercy flows, then yes, everything will fall in place. Like everything else in Raghunath's life fell in place. But externally, it was seeming as if everything has got disrupted. Everything. One fine day, Nityananda, who is Balram himself, he came to a place called Panihati. Now we are entering today's pastime. Till now it was warm up. Now let's enter today's pastime. So Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balram himself, he came to a place called Panihati. And Panihati is a place which is again near to Saptagram. So Raghunath Das got to know that Nityananda Prabhu has come. So he went to meet him. And when he went there, he could see that beautiful setup. He saw Nityananda Prabhu is sitting on a raised platform on a rock. And his associates are sitting around him. And they were all sitting under a tree. And Nityananda's face was so effulgent. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes that it was so effulgent. It was looking like millions of suns have risen together. They all have come up together in the horizon. And so effulgent, so effulgent. And Raghunath is taking darshan of the Lord from a far distance. And he's not going closer to the Lord. He's not going closer to Nityananda Prabhu. From a bit far, he was looking at what's happening around there. And he was seeing that Lord is sitting and many people are doing kirtan around him. Many people are doing kirtan around him. So what he did was, from far, he paid obeisance from there only, where he saw. He didn't go near. Then one of the servants of Nityananda Prabhu, he looked at Raghunath and he said, Nityananda Prabhu, here is Raghunath. He's paying obeisance to you. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he said, oh, that thief has come. Get that thief here. Now, what is this thief all about? Let's try to understand this. And then he was forcefully pulled to the place where Nityananda Prabhu was sitting. And you know what Nityananda Prabhu did? He said, you're a thief. And why are you a thief? Let's understand why are you a thief. Because the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Gauranga is actually the property of Nityananda Prabhu. And this personality, Raghunath, without the permission of Nityananda, wanted to steal the lotus feet of Gauranga. That is the reason. That is the reason he was calling him a thief. Now, Nityananda pulled Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das, and you know what he did? He gave his mercy. he kept his lotus feet. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra sushitala. The lotus feet of the Lord is of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda is compared to millions of moons. Obviously, here his face was compared to millions of suns. Now his feet is compared to millions of moons, giving so much of coolness. So that lotus feet he kept on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami. Can you imagine this? Supreme Personality of Godhead blessing us by keeping his lotus feet on our head. Yes. How it's very difficult to comprehend also. What will the feeling of the devotee when the lotus feet of the Lord is there on his mastak, on his head? When this is like, again, you see Prahlad Maharaj's pastime also that we discussed. Narasimha Dev kept his lotus hand on Prahlad Maharaj. Yes. So just imagine this very wonderful aspect where the Lord is coming forward to give the blessings by his own. How great that devotee might be. Just imagine how great Raghunath Das is. How great he is. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he continued. He said, "You're a thief and today I'm going to give you a punishment." Raghunath is like, "What punishment am I going to give? Already I'm suffering because of the hankering and burning inside the heart because of separation from Lord Chaitanya. And what punishment are you going to give now?" So at that time, Lord Nityananda, he said, "The punishment is you have to feed all my associates with chida and dahi, with yogurt and chipped rice. You have to feed all my associates." And Raghunath Das goes, he took a sigh of relief. Okay, itna hi hai, theek hai. This I can do. I'm anyways wealthy, I can do this. Immediately, as soon as the instruction was given, like all of you all prepared the chida dahi, Raghunath Das Goswami was doing that. Raghunath Das Goswami went around, he sent all his men, all his servants, and he said, "Get all the ingredients now for preparing chida dahi." They went around in the same village, they went around to different villages, and they got the best quality of all the different items. They got chipped rice, the poha, they got yogurt or curd, they got milk, they got various sweets, they got sugar, they got bananas and many other things. And along with that, all these raw materials, they also got some 200 to 400 of round earthen pots. And there were some huge earthen pots also. Some good number of huge earthen pots. Now when all the ingredients were got, there were brahmanas who were going to make this preparation. And we have discussed this elaborately yesterday also, the recipe. And today morning also I had sent one audio. Yes. And obviously you people have made it, so now you have experience also. But still, for our purification, we'll repeat. How this chida dahi was made. In big 5 to 7 vessels, big, huge. In that, the milk was boiled and the chipped rice was soaked in that. Half of the chipped rice was then mixed with yogurt, sugar and bananas. The other half of it, I'm sure now you all are telling before me, other half of it was mixed with bananas, sugar, ghee and camphor. And this wonderful feast was prepared nicely. They were stirring it and mixing it and these brahmanas were making. And then when this preparation was going on, people in the village got to know, there's a festival that is going to happen. Festival means what? Feast, no prasad. So this is going to happen. So all the brahmanas and the learned scholars and priests from the village, from that particular district, from the nearby village, all of them came. Many villages assembled at that particular place. In fact, it is said that to count the number of villages is impossible. So many personalities came there. So now that big vessels were got in front of Nityananda, now let's understand how the entire setup was. So Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on the raised platform under the tree. Yes. So Nityananda Prabhu, he just went to take bath. He changed his cloth. He was wearing fresh clothes. And then he was there to honor this huge feast. And he sat on the raised platform. And his very close associate sat on the raised platform. In fact, it is said to count people on the raised platform was also difficult. So many people. And then, since the place on the raised platform was not there, so people started sitting below the platform. They started sitting on the ground. Now again, the ground was filled around that particular tree. The ground was filled again. And the crowd was sitting, you know, for a very, very long distance, even till the banks of Ganga. And people sat till there. And now what happened is, there were people who were not getting place anywhere around. So they were standing in the waters of Ganga. So now where all people are sitting? On the raised platform. And then below the raised platform, on the ground. And then it went on and on and on and reached the banks of Ganga. And then the banks of Ganga is also filled. People are standing inside the waters of Ganga. So now you can imagine how many people were there. Don't imagine, you cannot. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, no one can count. No one can count how many people were there. So now there were 20 Brahmanas who were engaged in distributing prasad. So everyone were given 2 nice earthen pots. And in each earthen pot, there was the preparation that was prepared. Like all of you have served today, the same preparation was there. In one earthen pot, there was chipped rice with yogurt. And in the other earthen pot, it was the condensed milk and the yogurt. So in this way, you know, we see that everyone were holding 2 pots. Lots and lots of people are there and everyone is holding 2 pots in the hand. Yes. And now what happens is, when this was going on, when chip rice was served to everyone, at that time there was a person called Raghav Pandit who comes there. Now who is this Raghav Pandit? Raghav Pandit is a devotee, very, very amazing devotee. So Raghav Pandit was that devotee. So every day when he would cook and offer bhoga to the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself would personally come and, you know, accept the bhoga. He would finish off the plate, whatever is kept. Just imagine, you know, you push in the bhoga plate and you close the altar and then you open and there is nothing on the plate. You'll be so happy. First, you will be puzzled because we are not used to this. You will be puzzled. Oh, who ate this? Yes. And then, if we come to us, if we really get that realization, oh, Lord has eaten, oh, what feeling that will be. And Raghav Pandit, every single day, Lord Chaitanya would come to, you know, have this bhoga, whatever he would prepare. Now, this particular day, what happened is, Lord Nityananda, he was there here and he was busy doing this. So Raghav Pandit is offering bhoga to Nityananda at his home, to his deities. And now the bhoga is just like that. No one is there. I mean, it's not getting finished. So he started thinking, what happened? What's wrong? Then from there, from his place, he packed that bhoga and then he came to Nityananda. And he said, oh, you're busy here. That is the reason. No, the bhoga is just lying there like that. And then with a lot of love and affection, this Raghav Pandit, he served Nityananda Prabhu there only, whatever he had prepared. And then he served the other Brahmanas also. And in turn, what Nityananda Prabhu did, sit, take 2 pots. The 2 pots was given. Now the celebration is going to start. The celebration of honoring Chidadahi. Yes. So before the celebration would start, Nityananda Prabhu, through his meditation, he invited Lord Chaitanya, who was there in Jagannath Puri. Mentally, he invited Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya manifested himself in that particular place. No one could see. No normal person could see. Only very, very few pure devotees who had the eyes anointed with love of God. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. They were able to see the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya. Now, can you imagine? Gauranga and Nityananda both are there. Gaur and Nitai, both of them are there. And Lord Nityananda got up as soon as Lord Chaitanya came. And then he took Lord Chaitanya in amidst the entire crowd. And then while going, what Nityananda was doing was, he was taking the morsel of Chida, Dahi, from each pot, and he was pushing it in the mouth of Lord Chaitanya and he would be laughing. So this is the fun that was going on. And in turn, what Lord Chaitanya was doing, even he was taking and pushing in the mouth of Nityananda. So Gauranga and Nityananda were feeding each other the Chida Dahi that was prepared and organized by Raghunath Das. Yes. So today morning, whoever has prepared Chida Dahi, for sure, now Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga would be doing this. You take, eat. Yes, this is what they would be doing. In fact, it is described that whenever we offer bhoga, we should never doubt that it is not accepted by the Lord. Lord is very merciful. He sees, are bapre, oh, this baddha jiva, the fallen soul, he is preparing a bhoga for me. So nice of him. No, it means he's coming back to me. He's getting closer to me. I should accept his bhoga and make it prasad so that as soon as he eats prasad, he'll get purified. Yes. So every time when we are offering bhoga to the Lord, no, have this confidence that Lord is accepting. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. Then what happened is Nitai and Gauranga, they came back to the race platform. And when they came back to the race platform, so Nityananda Prabhu, he arranged four pots in front of one asana. And he asked Lord Chaitanya to sit there. And then Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya, they started eating. And then Lord Nityananda, he told everyone, start eating. And then he said, start eating and chant, Hari, Hari. And then everyone there started chanting and singing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All the devotees are eating, all the devotees are celebrating, and along with that, they are singing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Were eating and eating and eating, and they were served again and again and again, and everyone were eating, and along with that they couldn't control. The only thing that they would be doing is chanting Hari Hari Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Can you imagine millions of people sitting and millions of people singing, eating, singing, eating. Aha! What festival that will be? What festival that will be? In fact, if lockdown wouldn't have been there, if it was, no, if the lock would have opened properly, if there would have been no Corona, and if there would have been only Karuna all around, we all would have come together today. Yes. And only thing that we would have been doing or would have done today would be getting Chida Dahi from each and every house and distributing in the, you know, in our PK sports, and then just chanting and dancing and witnessing the beautiful aarti of Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari and Sriman Mahaprabhu. Yes. And this was happening. This is a festival that was happening. But still, when we just hear also, you know, we feel that, yes, we are there. We are part of the festival. What to talk about the festival of, you know, current age, we go to the festival of what happened originally. Yes. So when all this was happening, then the shopkeepers from other villages, from far off, they got to know there's a festival going on. Then they got all the goods to sell here. And then, you know what Raghunath Das Goswami did? He purchased all the goods. And then he fed them the what they had got. He prepared Chida Dahi from that and he fed them again. In this way, the Chida Dahi festival, you know, it started so amazingly. It continued for a long time. Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, both of them, they released the beautiful preparation of Chida Dahi. And then after having, you know, from the four pots, Nityananda Prabhu gave the four pots to Raghunath Das. Now these four pots are very special. These are not normal pots. These pots consists of the remnants of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Yes, Uchishta of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So whenever we remove the bhoga or when we remove the prasad after offering, that is the Uchishta of the Lord. Yes. That has been that every single particle which is there in the foodstuff that we offer to the Lord has touched the lotus feet, lotus lips of the Lord. It has touched the lotus lips of the Lord. Can you imagine? Every morsel that we're putting in our mouth is actually touched by the lotus lips of the Lord. If that consciousness is there, then, you know, we'll clean up the entire place. We'll not throw anything from the plate. No, anything from the plate. So nicely, this was done when the four pots was given. Now Raghunath Das, you know, it took a bit and then he distributed not to everyone around. Yes. Now Raghav Pandit gave an invitation that please come home. So Nityananda Prabhu, he said that, okay, I'll come in the evening. I'll take some rest and come in the evening. So now this Chida Dahi festival, you know, it finished very nicely. It was really very glorious. Really very glorious. So many people participated. So many people came together. Now, the question is, will Raghunath Das Goswami get mercy of Lord Chaitanya or not? Will he be able to successfully run from his house or not? Will he be able to attain Krishna or not is the question now. And that is what now we'll answer whatever time we have. Now, that particular evening, Nityananda Prabhu, he took his rest and then he went to Raghav Pandit's house. After going to Raghav Pandit's house, again, what happened? Nityananda Prabhu went there and again, all the devotees, now they came together and all of them, they started chanting and dancing. Nityananda Prabhu made everyone dance. Everyone dance. And finally, now it's very difficult to imagine also, finally, Nityananda Prabhu also started dancing. He invited Lord Chaitanya also there again. And now Gaur Nithai are dancing ecstatically in the temple of Raghav Pandit on the tune of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gauranga Nityananda, Gauranga Nityananda, Gauranga Nityananda, Gauranga Nityananda, Gauranga Nityananda, Gauranga Nityananda, Those fortunate people were present in the house of Raghav Pandit. They were able to see Gaur Nithai dancing in ecstasy. And there was also our Raghunath Das standing. Yes. But he was not able to see Chaitanya. His dance was going on. And after this dance, so Raghav Pandit, he said, "Theek hai, bahut naachli abhi prasad lo." No, enough of your dancing. Yes. So you have danced so nicely. Now please come and have your supper. And Raghav Pandit, he served amazing, delicious dishes. Much more delicious than our Swadutsav. Very nicely he served. And then Gauranga and Nityananda. So Nithai again. No, not everyone was able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But yes, Raghav Pandit was able to see. So on the right side of Nityananda Prabhu, the asana was arranged and the plate was arranged for Chaitanya. And again, Gauranga and Nityananda, they honored delicious prasadam, a delicious offering that was offered by Raghav Pandit. And both of them, they were fed very sumptuously by Raghav Pandit. And then the other devotees who were there with Nityananda Prabhu, they were fed very nicely. So they all called for Raghunath. He said, "Raghunath, you also come and have." So at that time, Raghav Pandit said, no, he'll have later. Yes. Raghav Pandit wanted to give him something. Mm-hmm. Then after the thing was finished, after honoring the offering that was there, after accepting the offering, Gauranga and Nityananda, they were garlanded very nicely and they were put chandan, decorated with chandan very nicely. Yes. And after that, when they got up and when they left the place, so at that time, Raghav Pandit said, "Come here." And then he gave again the remnants of Gauranga and Nityananda to Raghunath Das. Yes. And again, Raghunath Das, on the same day, second time, he got to eat the remnants of Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. How amazing this is. How amazing this is. Yes. Whenever a devotee is very eager to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he need not go and search for opportunities. Opportunity will come to him. And here we see that the greatest of the greatest treasure for devotees, the remnants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that was automatically coming to Raghunath Das. First time, the Lord himself gave, Nityananda Prabhu gave the remnants to Raghunath Das, and now the devotee, Raghav Pandit, he is giving remnants now to Raghunath Das. One thing that we understand here is the only thing that we have to do in our life is just focus on how can I serve the Lord better? How can I serve the devotees better? This is the only thing that we have to aspire for. Everything else will fall in place. Everything else. Mercy will flow. Mercy will flow. Whatever spiritual desires we have in our heart, that is attaining Krishna or other desires we have, and it's spiritual desires, all those desires will be fulfilled. All those desires will be fulfilled just by serving. All the opportunities will come. So in this way, we see Raghunath Das, without any other motive, he just organized the big festival. And after organizing the big festival, he was getting one after another the mercy. Now the final mercy is still remaining. Yes. Then Nityananda Prabhu, along with his associates, he went back, you know, to the same tree where he was sitting in the morning. He went there and, you know, he was sitting under the tree. Now Raghav Pandit, you know, he got Raghunath Das there in that place. Raghunath Das Goswami, he came there. He worshipped Nityananda Prabhu, you know, with various paraphernalia, with garlands and chandan and, you know, so many other things. He worshipped him very nicely. After worshipping Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das, he was not directly speaking to the Lord. He triggered Raghav Pandit. Oh, please speak on behalf of me. Yes. At that time, Raghav Pandit said that, oh, Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath has something to tell you. So please accept his plea. Please listen to his plea. And then Raghunath Das Goswami started pouring his heart. Many devotees ask that, how should we pray? This is how we have to pray. Raghunath Das Goswami started saying that, oh Lord, I'm lowest among men. I'm most sinful. I'm papi. I'm fallen. I'm patita. And I'm condemned. I'm a gone case. But nevertheless, I have a desire to attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. I want to attain Krishna this very lifetime. And then he said that, I'm like a dwarf. I'm like a dwarf trying to catch the moon. I'm like a dwarf trying to catch the moon. I have tried my best many times, but I've never become successful. Every time I tried running away from my house, giving up the entire house, my relationships are pulling me back. I'm so unfortunate. I've been bound here. And then he made a very nice statement. He said that no one can attain Krishna. No one can attain Sri Krishna Chaitanya without your mercy. If you don't have mercy of Nitai, then we can never attain Radha Krishna. We can never attain Krishna Chaitanya. Never. Not possible. And then he said, he released a Brahmastra. He said, you are very merciful, O Lord. You are very merciful. You show your mercy even to the lowest men. And maybe at that time he was thinking about Jagai and Madhai, who are the drunkards whom Nityananda Prabhu delivered. He said, you deliver even the lowest men and give shelter at your lotus feet, O Lord. Although I'm unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea to you, I nevertheless now request you that please be merciful towards me and grant me what? Grant me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I beg at your lotus feet. I beg at your lotus feet. Yes. And then after this Raghunath, he spoke, so nicely. Look at the prayer. It is so deep. It is so intense. Now, all the thing that I just spoke, you can just try to get everything together, especially the first part. A person who is very wealthy, a person who is very good looking, the person who is literally having good strength in his body, a person who is very intelligent, a person who is having a good birth, who is having a good luxury all around. Such a person is saying that I am lowest among men. Can you imagine? If such a person can say that I am lowest among men, then hum kis khet ki mooli hai? Which category we belong to? We are nowhere close to Raghunath Das Goswami's opulence. Nowhere. Then in fact, our prayer should be even more. Even more, it should be low. Or it can be even more humbler. It has to be very intense, where we are actually telling the Lord, I am the lowest of the lowest of the lowest. In fact, the devotee who has written the Chaitanya Chaitamrit, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, he writes in the book about himself, where he says that, I am lower than Jagaya and Madaya. Oh, what to talk about this? I am lower than the worm in the stool also. He writes this. And we feel that we're devotees. We feel we're devotees just by chanting few rounds. Yes, we will become devotees, no doubt about that. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of the entire Guru Parampara, it is possible. We will become devotees, we will attain Krishna, no doubt about that. But this is not possible by our own endeavor. This is possible by the mercy of Guru Gauranga. This has to be clear in our life. Clear, ekdam clear. Crystal clear it should be. This concept should be crystal clear. And when a devotee do bhakti like this, automatically the mercy flows. Automatically the mercy flows. And here we see Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, having such opulence, but still he's not attached to any of it, because a person who has tasted the bliss of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna can never ever get entangled in this material world. Never. Never. In fact, Dhruva Maharaj, he started aspiring to attain the kingdom of kingdom greater than Brahma. Now you can imagine, what do you mean by kingdom greater than Brahma? That's what he wanted. He was aspiring for kingdom greater than Brahma. And then, you know, he was doing a lot of tapasya. He was doing a lot of tapasya to attain kingdom greater than Brahma. But then what happened is he met Narada Muni in between. And by the mercy of Narada Muni, now he started practicing bhakti to attain kingdom greater than Brahma. But when Lord appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj, so at that time, you know, he says, Sthana bilashi tapasi stitoham tvam prapta van deva munindra guyam kacham vichinvan api divya ratnam swamin krithartho smivaram nayache. He says, Sthana bilashi. I was aspiring to get kingdom greater than Brahma, my great grandfather. Sthana bilashi, so I did tapasya, tapasi stitoham. So I did tapasya. Then he says, Tvam praptavan, I've attained you, O Lord, I've attained you. And who are you? You are rare even for devas and munis. Your guhya, your secret of all the secrets, even for devas and munis. And then he says, Kacham vichinvan, api divya ratnam. Look at my fate. I was searching for broken pieces of glass. That's what is our current situation. Searching happiness in this material world is like searching for broken pieces of glass. In fact, we have seen anything that shines on the road, we'll see, oh, okay, looks like something valuable, we'll pick it up. That's what is our situation. We are searching for broken pieces of this glass here in this material world. And here Dhruva Maharaj is saying, I was searching for that, but now, Tvam Praptavan, after attaining you, I'm realizing, Api Divya Ratnam, I've attained Divya Ratnam. I've attained the most valuable gem. And then he says, Swamin Krithartosmi Varam Nayache. Now I don't want anything. Now I don't want anything. That's what he's saying. So anyone who has attained the lotus feet of Krishna, such a person, you know, he don't want anything in this world, because the happiness that he gets by attaining Krishna is so great. So great, that all the happiness of this world becomes tuccha. It becomes useless. Tuccha. And to such an extent that he would never ever look at the happiness of this world. Never. Because what he's tasting is something very high. Very, very high. Yes. So that's what we all are aspiring for. The day we attain Krishna, then we'll not be interested in the happiness of this world. We'll be relishing in a different platform altogether. And that's what Nityananda Prabhu started saying. Raghunath Das, he started telling all the other devotees. Raghunath Das, he has got so much of opulence. So much of opulence, but still he's not affected by his opulence. Why this has happened? Then he says, because he has got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he goes on to say that, oh Raghunath, you know something? This festival that you organized, the Chidadai festival that you organized, this grand festival that you organized, in that festival, even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared and he accepted the offering that you gave it to me. He accepted. And in fact, he came even to the house of Raghav Pandit and he danced in ecstasy. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya has already showered mercy on you. And very soon, oh Raghunath, very soon you're going to attain Lord Chaitanya. Very soon. And when you attain him, when you meet him, permanently he'll be there at his lotus feet. And you'll be put under the guidance of Swarup Damodar, another associate of Lord Chaitanya. Right? So in this way, when he got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, you will attain Chaitanya. Like when our guru says, yes, you will come back to God at this very lifetime. You will attain Krishna this very lifetime. So when that confirmation comes, nothing else remains. Now it is for sure. The person has to attain Krishna. So now what happened is, after all this entire incident, entire pastime happened, long story cut short, it's already 8:30, so cutting short. So Raghunath Das, one day, he successfully escaped from his house. One night. And then he took a different path altogether. He started running towards Jagannath Puri. From where? From West Bengal. He started running through the forest path. And the only thing that was there as his goal was, I want to attain lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was there in his meditation, intense meditation. And he's running. He's running with the fear that I'll be caught again. He's running. He's looking behind. Oh, no one is there. Run more. He's running, running, running. And it is said that you can imagine a person who is brought up in luxury. You can see people, the kids of celebrities and others, how they will be. Oh, this is not good. Oh, this is dirty. Oh, this is pricking. And so on and so forth. Even Raghunath Das Goswami was brought up in such celebrity family. I mean, you know, such opulent family. And his entire body was soft, very soft. And he was running on the path, which was really very rough, with so much of, you know, sharp stones and so many sharp thorns. Those were lying there on the path in the forest. And he was running on all of that. There were bruises and they were, you know, those were hurting, you know, his feet. But still he was running. For 12 continuous days he ran. And it is described that only 3 days he ate. Only 3 days he ate. This is called intensity of bhakti. This is called intensity. So much of intensity this person had. That only thing that he was seeing is, yes, Chaitanya. Yes, I want to attain Krishna. I want to attain Krishna. I want to attain Krishna. So when we have such a hankering in our life to attain Krishna, so that time, even if the problems of our life like thorns and sharp stones are pricking us from all the sides, we will not be affected. Like Raghunath was not affected. So what is missing in our life is only one thing. Intensity and hankering to attain Krishna. That's what is missing in our life. If that is there, then even if the biggest of the biggest problem now come in our life because of our past karma, we will not be affected by that. We will not be affected. We'll be okay. We'll invite it with open arms. Maybe we'll embrace it also. Yes. This is what will happen. So Raghunath Das Goswami, with so much of intensity, finally he came to Jagannath Puri, and there he saw the Lord of his heart sitting, you know, under a tree. Lord Chaitanya was sitting there. And the only thing that Raghunath could do, you know, after 12 days of marathon, running from West Bengal to Jagannath Puri, the only thing that he could do was looking at the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya. Ajan ulambita bhujau kanakava dato sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayatakshau vishvam bharo dvijavaro yuga dharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro. Looking at the beautiful form of the Lord with nice, huge lotus petal like eyes and long arms and the golden complexion, the only thing that he could do was just fall prostrated like a stick in front of Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya was very happy because Lord Chaitanya told him, wait for the right day to come. And that right day had come. Lord Chaitanya, you know, embraced him. And then, as Nityananda Prabhu had said, there was one personality called Swarup Damodar. So he told Swarup Damodar that now you take care of Raghunath Das. He can be under your shelter here and he can serve me. In that mood that was given. And the pastime continues. Yes, it's a long pastime. How Raghunath, what all things Raghunath did in Jagannath Puri, how he went to Vrindavan, what all things he did in Vrindavan. Yes, so there's a long, you know, pastime which can go for hours together. So with this, I would like to stop here. Now, I should say pause here because this pastime continues. But from this pastime, one thing that all of us can learn is we have to become intense in our devotional service. We have to. Yes. And how can we do that? Only after getting mercy of Sri Guru. Like Nityananda Prabhu is like Guru. He is the representation of Guru Tattva. So after getting the mercy of Sri Guru, then it is possible for a person to attain Krishna. Then it is possible to attain Krishna, right? So in this way, now today all of you have tasted already, you know, you have made Chidadahi and tasted, and now you got to know the importance of Chidadahi, yes? Where this Chidadahi is a nice thing to understand. It is that recipe, or it is that preparation that actually got Raghunath Das closer to Lord Chaitanya. Yes, that's what we honor today, all of us. Yes. It is that preparation which actually got the mercy. Firstly, he got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then he got the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Yes. So in this way, now we see that a devotee who hankers to attain Krishna finally attains Krishna by the mercy of Sri Guru. By the mercy of Sri Guru.